Egypt's general prosecutor has ordered the arrest of the Muslim Brotherhood's supreme guide, Mohammed Badia, alongside with 12 senior officials from the movement. Badia, alongside with his deputy Mahmoud Ezzet and other Muslim Brotherhood leaders, are accused of instigating violence among their followers in the lead-up to Monday's deadly events in Cairo, where over 80 supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi were killed during clashes with the army. Interim Prime Minister Hazem al-Bublawi has said that he is currently engaged in consultations with other officials to form a consensus government. Bublawi added that positions will be offered to the Muslim Brotherhood in what could be seen as a reconciliation attempt. But for its part, the Muslim Brotherhood announced it will not be taking part in any government formations. The movement members underlined that any talk of national reconciliation under the current circumstances is irrelevant.
We completely reject the appointment of the new prime minister and the prosecutor general, and we deem anything passed by the so-called president and the army as illegitimate.
The Muslim Brotherhood and other pro-Morsi groups regard the army's recent actions in which the president was toppled a well-planned conspiracy and a coup that they say will never be accepted. Morsi's supporters have promised to continue sit-in protests until Morsi is reinstated in his post.
What happened is illegitimate in my opinion, and I think that Morsi should have stayed in power and a referendum be made. But I'm completely against the military coup that happened.
Egypt's military-backed president Adli Mansour, the army, and various political groups are trying to go ahead with a political roadmap outlined in a constitutional declaration which sets a span of 6 months as Egypt's transitional period. During the period, parliamentary and presidential elections will be held and amendments to the constitution will be made and then put forward to a referendum. Morsi's supporters are not the only people in Egypt who have expressed their dismay with the proposed plan. The National Salvation Front, the main secular bloc, has also said that it rejects the plan for what they described as lacking significant clauses. In essence, tomorrow, the youth movement, which played a large role in organizing the June 30th protests against Morsi, said that the constitutional declaration gave too many powers to the interim president, specifically the right to issue laws. The interim government is expected to find it difficult to bring together the various political factions in Egypt over national reconciliation, and that's not all. In addition to tackling the tricky political situation, the interim government will soon have to address the economic problems and other issues the nation is grappling with. Karim Nomereddin, Press TV, Cairo.